are in the Michael Lombardi Building at 831 Mass Ave. Today, here are the commissioners, William Dwyer, Superintendent of Streets, and Stephen Lankowski, City Electrician, and myself, Dana Clark.
We don't have any minutes to approve for this from last meeting anyways, right? No minutes to approve. Are there any residents that would want to speak on any petitions? I don't see any. So we'll call, first petition is for Eversource. State the name so the microphones.
Good morning, Susan Barroso. B-A-R-R-O-S-O.
Katie Flaherty, F-L-A-H-E-R-T-Y.
And Rick Schifoni, also with Eversource, S-C-H-I-F-O-N-E.
Okay, this first petition was continued. This was for 3rd Street at Monroe. I think the only question we had was the overhead coming down?
The overhead wires will be coming down, but we have to put the underground service in first before we remove the overhead wires. Mm-hmm. The actual pole itself, it's a Verizon pole that they're still using, so that'll stay. But the overhead wires will be coming down after we liven up the underground service.
Okay.
Do you have extra plan on this one?
Please.
We have one, I guess. I'm sorry. Type thing or yesterday?
Actually, it's not a real rush one since they are getting service from the overhead. They're energized. I believe their issue was that there was some accidents on the pole on Monroe Street that was taking their power out, and they wanted a more reliable source of power, which would be the underground directly to the pole that they're attached to.
I see. Okay.
Well, if you do decide, I mean, I don't have any issues with it, but if you do decide to do it during the moratorium, you'll have to have a letter of hardship sent to the Commissioner of Public Works.
Understood.
You have to do that.
From there.
Along with typical. That along with typical conditions.
So we'll make a motion to approve with typical conditions, and if you attempt to do this before the moratorium, you need a letter sent to the Commissioner of Public Works.
Second it.
All those in favor?
Yep.
Yes. The second one is also Eversources for Waterhouse Street at Concord Ave and northeasterly from manhole 1691, a distance of about 28 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to 3 Concord Ave.
They're doing a service upgrade. They're going from 400 amp service to 800.
Everything's coming out of the manhole, nothing from a pole or...
No.
How are they serviced now?
From
I see right next to it. I see that. Yeah. And that's all the works on the sidewalk?
Yes.
On the concrete? It won't interfere with the new raised crosswalk within?
No.
Nothing. Everything's on the inside.
Yeah. Okay. No major issues.
Right. Make a motion to approve with typical conditions and then let it to the commissioner if, in fact, you move to do this before the moratorium is lifted. On the motion?
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Okay, third petition is also for Eversource. This is Main Street at the Longfellow Bridge at Memorial Drive and northeasterly from manhole 9855, a distance of about 2.5 feet of conduit. Work is necessary to supply power for the MBTA, for an MBTA access gate. everything were all right with this, but I believe you probably need to get DOT approval or DCR in that area.
I would be doing that in parallel with the city's approval.
Correct.
We're going to need a copy, a document from them showing that you actually have the approval from DOT.
Understood. So we won't release it. We won't apply for a permit or anything until it's DOT.
Okay. So it'll be a motion to approve with typical conditions and forwarding your letters of approval from either DCR or the DOT. Motion?
Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, the fourth petition is for also Eversource, and this is Bishop Allen Drive, southeasterly from manhole 1847, approximately 45 feet northeast of Douglas Street, a distance of about 30 feet. Conduit, this work is necessary to supply power to 47 Bishop Allen Drive.
I believe you continued this one last week, so we can put everything in one page, all the work of the, in that area. And we have a plan that shows all the work orders, and survey and plan is putting their plan together. So whenever we have that, we can submit that to you guys.
Okay, I don't think we've seen this one before.
No, okay.
No, this is a new petition. But I realize it is all in the same area.
Mm. Yes. Do you want a copy of this? I don't know if you've seen it.
Is that the one that showed the PM9 switch for the lot and everything
yes.
else? I think I have a copy of
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. I think the question was, the one that was continued was for the pump station.
Okay.
And I think there's a question on the number of conduits, but that explained it.
Okay.
So, and that was the only thing. I think we had approved it pending clarification of the number of conduits, and that I'm fine with what was submitted.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I mean, with, I don't have any issues with otherwise, other than the coordination with that whole, because you got a lot of...
Will Eversource be requesting other conduit be put in the ground in this particular job?
Yes.
Later on?
I think it's one more work order coming. So I think you guys already approved, I'm going to say, maybe one, two, and then three more.
We approved the duct bank from Douglas into the property.
Okay.
I don't believe that we've seen the temp service for the twining.
Okay, so that one comes along with this on the same duct bank as a PM9 switch, right? So the 10 4-inch conduits would be.
We haven't seen the one. We haven't
okay.
seen anything for the construction site. The only thing we've seen, I believe, the only thing we've seen so far, is the city's request for that pump station.
Okay.
And I think we talked about including the whole thing, but we haven't seen a petition for.
Okay, so then should be two more coming then.
Yeah, that and the temp service that was coming out of that manhole.
Yes.
Which does not need. I think there needed to be clarification of cost and the distance coming down the sidewalk, because I think they were just going to, rather than going 85 feet down, they were going to hit the property right at the manhole, put a handhole, and then if that. I think there was going to be a little clarification of.
Yeah, that was revised.
And then
last week.
It was.
Yeah.
So they were able to.
Yes.
They were going to come right in at the manhole.
Yes.
Okay. And they were going to send a revised cost for that.
Yes, I believe so. I think it's already done, but
already
I'm
done.
Not sure if you already got it or not.
I've not seen it.
Okay.
But so we still haven't seen that one either, I don't believe.
No.
For the temp service.
Okay.
So the temp service we haven't seen, and also the temp service for the city and the temp service for the development for the crane.
Okay, so this whole area, okay.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen either
so
one.
So maybe
yeah.
we can get them all. I think next pull and condo we'll have them all together, because right now they're putting everything together in one page.
For that whole
so
thing,
easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because yeah. it was going to be an individual petition for mm-hmm. each area, but then to show them all on one giant picture, that was, they had to combine
for
them
the
together.
Whole, yeah, for
the
whole
project,
area.
So you get an overview of what's going on, and then an individual
yeah.
petition
okay.
for each.
All right, so I'd make a motion to approve typical conditions in coordination with the other petitions which are yet to be seen.
Okay.
Okay, then we'll, typical conditions would be a utility permit and meetings with public works, so we want to see the whole project for that whole block, because there's so much going on there.
Okay. Go with that.
Okay, motion to approve.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Okay, also EverSource, this is for Orchard Street, at Beach Street, northwestly from manhole 1199, a distance of about 94 feet of conduit. On Beach Street at Orchard, in southerly from manhole 1199, it's turning southwesterly and ending at manhole 27319, a distance of about 81 feet of conduit. Also on Beach Street, southwesterly from manhole 27319, approximately 80 feet southwest of Orchard Street, a distance of about 91 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to 7 Beach Street.
This was approved before, I'm going to say 2015, 2016, but now the job kind of didn't go nowhere, but now they're coming back again, so we'll just be approving it again. I'll bring it back to you.
Updated
guys.
Plans to...
Yeah, there was an original, not an original, but there was another petition which has since expired to enlarge the manholes on those corners to accommodate the Allen, Mass and Allen project.
Yes.
And then we allowed just to put temporary primary overhead across Beach, and that was supposed to come down. So will this cause those cables to come down?
Yes.
It will?
Yes.
So you don't need to enlarge the manholes now?
I thought the manhole was enlarged on the other work order as well.
Never
right?
done.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because so that would have included a fair amount of sidewalk work in that whole intersection. Okay. Nothing's been done out there since.
But we can still do it on the other work order, right? Or we have to reapply?
Well, the enlarging of we have to rebuild the manholes. We have to come back in with a new petition for a bigger footprint.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't remember which one was to be enlarged, but it was... I believe it was the one on the...
It's supposed to be both of them, actually.
It was on Beach and Orchard.
It might have been both, but it was never done.
So on this one, we don't have to enlarge this manhole either? 1199 is supposed to be getting bigger, too.
Page one of the sketch.
Neither, you're not showing neither one being enlarged.
I think it might be best to show everything on...
One page?
No, the original work order... Actually, we have to come back with this one. The original work order had manhole 1199 being enlarged. We didn't show it on this petition, but we have to.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what that is.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so we'll just table this and come back next month.
That'd be the way to go.
Yeah.
It's cleaner and do it all on
yeah.
one.
And this one is the other one for that we have to enlarge this one too.
On the other work order, but on this work order, this one should have been on.
So just make note of it that overhead needs to come down.
Yeah, so the overhead definitely will come down after we do this because we're going to loop it through here and then after the overhead.
Okay. All right. So motion to continue.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
So do you want us to show the enlarged manhole on the other work order on this work order as well? Show them both in here?
I would bring back for next month a revised drawing because it's for the same project.
Okay. Correct.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
They also for EverSource, this is Columbia Street, northerly from manhole 2600, approximately 55 feet north of Main Street, a distance of about 50 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to a new antenna, which is part of the Crown Castle project. So you're going up that pole there, that's an existing wood pole?
That's a steel pole. I think that you guys are here, right? I think
Richard Shepherd, Crown Castle.
Morning.
This is the relocation. We moved it to a guy pole.
Correct.
So there's an existing wood pole. They need the aerial cable removed and the pole removed. So we've got all the fiber work done, and actually the new pole's been set. This is just the power connection, that petition for the power connection from the EverSource manhole over to our new manhole that we put in the street.
All right. Have you seen that this drawing? Because it doesn't reflect that.
It's not even close. because what occurs is that there's a, we put a new manhole right near the cable TV manhole right here.
Right, that's been already approved.
That's
done.
Yeah, the connection should be from this manhole to that new manhole, the new Crown Castle manhole. So it's, the drawings are correct. I did not see that drawing. I saw an original sketch that was shared with, yeah, that one there.
So where's the, where's it supposed to go?
So this is the sketch.
Correct.
Yeah, so this is, the, that doesn't reflect this. The new pole is here, not, this is the existing location, which is a wood pole. We're relocating that antenna to the guy pole, which is right here.
Yeah, there was an original guy pole there.
Yeah.
And this was a replacement of...
We took it out.
Took it
out.
It's
not there anymore.
Correct.
And we put a manhole in front of it.
Right.
And the conduit connection is to... Well, it says handhole on... this. I was shown this sketch, which is accurate. But that redrawn sketch is not accurate. So the petition sketch is not... It doesn't jive with the work order sketch.
So we're going to a Crown Castle manhole?
Yeah.
Okay.
The connection is from the EverSource manhole 2600.
Okay.
To the Crown Castle. It's actually a manhole because the city doesn't let us put handholes in the street.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll just show dead ending up to that. After we pick it up in the field. You're already installed.
The manhole's already there.
Yeah. Then we just gonna pick that up, and we'll just dead end at the edge of your manhole.
Well, we're doing the work. We're actually doing the conduit work.
Okay.
For the agreement. So the work is being done by Crown Castle, just being petitioned by, it will be the property of EverSource.
Okay.
So, but I don't know what needs to happen to revise that sketch to make it accurate.
Well, we'll just continue and we'll come back next month with a new petition.
The customer's not going to be happy with
it. Well, they can approve it and we can just send the revised plans if you're okay with it.
What are you proposing? I'm sorry.
If you guys approve it, we can just send the revised plans today or tomorrow.
We'd like to finish up out there because the developer, Twinning's Properties, they really want those overhead wires removed, and that's really why we're trying to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But that can't happen until this is in, right?
That's correct. I don't have power. I have the ability to get fiber to the antenna, but I don't have any power to the antenna.
So it's just a matter of energizing.
That's correct.
Okay.
Do you want a copy of this sketch?
Yeah, that'd be helpful. Yeah, if we don't have it, that'd be great.
And then we do the revised.
So is that overhead down now?
Thank you.
No, it's still
the electric. I mean, what's still up? There's still
fiber and power.
It's still up there.
Oh yeah.
So do you have an underground? I mean, there's a street light on that pole there, so that needs to remain energized. So
the street light, I believe, on the work order that we have is to feed across the street from crossing Bishop Allen Drive. Secondaries.
Well, then that, and so then the secondary will remain to that pole four.
Yes, pole four is the one in the corner, right?
No, that would be six, I think.
Okay, so this in the middle, it's underground from here to the pole. It's underground, and then it goes overhead to the next pole. So the wire between the two poles, we're going to feed from the other pole across the street. And then that overhead secondary, we're going to remove it.
So you have an underground feed to pole four now?
Yes.
Existing?
I think that's how it's fed right now. Go underground from the manhole to the pole, and then overhead to the other pole.
Okay. Just want to make sure that light remains energized. All right. I'll make a motion to approve with corrected drawings.
Yep.
To the Crown Castle manhole.
Okay.
Out of that same manhole, 2600, correct?
Yes.
Regardless. And just the guy needs to go. I don't think there's a guy. The guy was put back up. Just the pole.
Yeah, it does. There won't be a pole there to guy. We don't need the guy.
No, there will be a pole there. That's where our street light's on.
It's not, it's the next pole up. Well, there's no, I'm not aware that there needs to be a guy wire on that pole, but we'll look into it, I guess.
Yeah.
If it's secondary service, I don't think it really requires one.
this last way and secondary. So it had primaries on it at one point in time back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was guide. They took the old guide pole down and removed the guy, the dead end guy. That the original work order, we actually had to have them EverSource revise the work order because the original full work order had that being completely removed.
We can put that on the permit if you, you know, whatever extra work you might need.
Right.
I think that would be the thing to do.
Okay, so we're just a motion to approve with
pending an updated drawing.
Pending an updated drawing.
Okay.
And with typical conditions, which is a typical conditions on all these are a utility permit from the electrical department and site meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Very typical.
Does this need a hardship letter?
Yes.
Okay. Considering the construction itself, that's fine. I'll have Twins write it.
Yeah. This time of year, part of the typical condition would be a hardship letter. For any excavation.
Absolutely.
Yes, a motion to approve.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. The Verizon.
Peretti, Verizon Business.
What was the last name spelled?
Peretti, P-A-R-R-E-T-T-I.
Jay Watson, Phoenix Communications.
Okay, the next three petitions were continued from last month, I believe. For site meetings with Public Works. So the first one we can take was just to install, I believe, 15 feet bent at fifth?
Yes.
And you met with
Paul? You met with Paul on site,
Paul
right?
Paul on site, yes.
So first couple seem to be all worked out, the smaller?
The smaller digs. Two, yeah. Okay. That's what he is, yeah.
There seems to be some lack of commitment on the third dig, the one down
on
the police station, or is it,
yeah.
Do you have some alternatives some options you may want to?
Well, we looked into, you know, whether there were some options because of what we're trying to do over there in feeding the building in three diverse ways. But we're going to have to go the way that we've petitioned to go. And if that requires us to mill and overlay, then that's what we're going to have to do.
Okay, do you have, now, is that your company doing that, or is that another company that's hiring you or something?
Well, we're hiring Phoenix to do the work.
Okay.
But, yeah, but Verizon Business will be, you know, pulling all the permits and all that stuff.
Can we get some kind of documentation on that? Some kind of a commitment letter?
That they're going to be our vendor?
The pavement, on the paving?
Sure.
That needs to get done on Sixth Street, you know what it
is? As far as the mill and overlay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would have just figured it'd be part of the permitting procedure that you got to do it. So I can send you something saying.
Yeah, I would like to have something.
Sure.
Maybe you can act, that could be presented, you know, along with the excavation electrical permit,
yep.
You know. But I guess that's what I wasn't getting a good feeling on, to be honest with you. Just
week. Well, I mean, when we looked at the you know, what was going to be required, we did try to find some other options to see if there were any.
Right.
And there just really isn't. So
okay.
It is what it is.
I'm a little surprised you weren't able to find other. Available conduit out there and stuff, but
yeah, I mean, there's just nothing in that section that's available for us to get from anybody. There just isn't anything there.
I know in the past, sometimes maybe some companies have had to go around halfway around a block or
right,
around a block,
but that becomes the problem because we're trying to get out of a particular site three different ways, and it's got to go different ways. Then it becomes there is some stuff, but then we end up overlapping.
Yeah,
so you lose your diversity.
We
yeah.
lose our diversity.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's the.
Okay.
Real reason why we haven't been
okay.
able to find an alternative and have to go with the mill and overlay, unfortunately.
We also feel, Public Works, we also feel that we know that the grind overlay is a large commitment. And in the past, we've had different companies try to renege on that when push comes to shove on site. So I'd just like to have something right in that,
sure.
that shows a commitment
sure.
on the part of your company. Great. Okay.
All right, so it'll be the The next three petitions, which is 7, 8, and 9, that were continued previously. So the motion to approve pending a letter from Verizon on the grind and overlay of 6th Street?
Yeah, yes.
And in the other area that within the three.
And we should send that to you guys, or when we apply for the permit? Or go through the commissioner?
You could CC a copy over here, but you need a copy when you come for the permit. You need to apply through Steve's office for
sure.
Electrical, then after that you'll come to Polo Conduit. I'm sorry, you'll come to DPW, and we'll put that
okay.
with the, that'll be part of...
Yep.
Yeah,
well, I'll put the letter
okay.
together.
I submitted the electrical permits separately?
I have those, yeah.
You have
yeah.
those?
Okay. Yeah, so okay. if you forward me a letter, I can put the package together.
Decommitment letter?
With the permit and send it down to Public Works.
Okay.
And they'll have it, so
yeah.
I'm running that route
sure.
there, and I'll forward
sure.
it also to the license commission so it's on
so
file.
So I'll send it to you and then
okay.
you can forward it on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll forward
send
it to you.
Send it to me and I'll make sure it goes to the license commission and to Public
okay.
Works along with the permits.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So that'd be a motion to approve.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, same.
Thank you.
This next one, 10, is also Verizon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name's Bill Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E, here representing Verizon on this petition. Petition is late in coming to you. The work has already been performed. When the street opening permit was given, granted the easement location was overlooked. I didn't realize they needed it. Was told that they did, so I'm here
yeah,
today.
So this is the paperwork to follow up the job that's already been done. Yeah, I believe it was on, the dig was actually on Jerry Street.
Right.
Gary Street.
Gary Street, right.
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 Underneath, pretty much underneath the sidewalk. The street doesn't look like it was cut at all.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. Okay. So for paperwork only, the job's already been completed.
Yep.
So there'll be no coordination or anything. So just a motion to approve.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so light tower.
Good morning. Bob Walls, Light Tower.
How do you spell your last name?
W-A-L-L-S.
Oh.
Okay, this is for Light Tower to install 11 feet of conduit from a Comcast manhole to a, I believe it's a Eversource manhole, 2051. At the intersection of 2nd and Linsky Way?
Correct. So I'm looking to get a diverse lateral into 100 Binney Street for Bristol-Myers Squibb. We're currently fed off of Binney Street coming into the building through that private property conduit, so Verizon comes in that same way, so I can't use them for diversity. I spoke with Comcast. They allowed us to trench to their manhole. Because ARE built out a conduit to that manhole to allow us in. And this would be my only option to get diversity in. And ARE is going to repave 2nd Ave from Linsky Way up to Binney Street. So that's where I'd be looking to dig. And I do have the hardship letter from BMS, as well as the Eversource breakout letter, and the approval from Comcast.
Oh, so the conduit is not already in?
The conduit from the Comcast manhole to the building is in, so I'd be looking to break out of the Eversource manhole to the Comcast manhole, and that will give me a path into the building. So I know Linsky Way just got paved,
yep.
So I can't touch that street, but because the ARE is going to pay to repave from
yep.
Linsky to Binney on 2nd, that would be my only option really
okay.
to get diversity.
So when you go from the Eversource, you put your manhole in the sidewalk there or in the street?
Yep.
That'd be a full-size manhole?
Yeah, 3x3.
And then into Comcast. Then from Comcast, how are you getting back into the building?
The conduit already exists. So that was done before they repaved Linsky Way. I believe it might have been last year. So ARE put the conduit right out to that Comcast manhole.
Okay, so it's
That conduit does exist.
Okay.
I believe it's 2 4-inch conduits.
Yeah. Who's going to own that conduit?
I believe ARE owns it.
Well, who's in it right now? Comcast?
Comcast, yeah.
So it's Comcast conduit.
Yeah,
Comcast conduit.
And they're allowing us to utilize it.
You said you have that letter?
Yep, it's okay. A series of emails. That's it's right.
I think
it was in the packet. Okay, let me see. It's this. Yeah. I have it right here if you want to.
No, I'll just
hold that.
Can you see this?
That
was all in the submission.
Yep, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so it has an AT&T cover, but Comcast did state that this is their manhole.
Okay. You just back?
No.
Have any issues with that?
Go ahead.
Right. So, be a motion to approve with typical conditions, which includes the utility permit from the electrical department and site meeting, and also coordination with everything else that's going on down there. You know, before that's. Their work is being done. And before, of course, the final paving.
Yeah, I would like to get it done as soon as possible, just
sure.
So
yeah.
I'm not in the way of them repaving.
Yeah, well, it'll go through. First, you submit the utility permit to my office, and then it'll be sent down to Public Works, and then with the whole package, with your letter of hardship, and I think that's all you'll need, right?
Yeah.
And then discussion with Public Works as far as scheduling.
I think your contact at Public Works would be Jim Wilcox.
Yeah, I believe he was the one that said that they were repaving that street over.
That's who you want to coordinate with him. And,
okay.
All right.
Okay, so with those conditions, motion to approve.
Seconded.
All those in favor? Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Enjoy your weekend.
Okay. So, next would be 186 Communications.
Jeffrey Harrington, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Harrington, H-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N. We're requesting, this is a continuation from our original petition to lease Verizon conduit from our existing cable system that is in the Level 3 conduit system on 3rd Street. There is existing conduit path that runs from that manhole down 3rd Street to Binney Street and into 60 Binney. That's owned by Verizon. I sent over the copy of the Verizon license. So now that we have the Verizon license, we'd like to take the next step to populate the conduit with the cable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I do have all the licenses that was submitted. There's no excavation involved, so just would need typical conditions. In this case, would be a utility permit from my office.
Yep, electrical permit. Electrical. It's still online, right?
It's online. It's called utility permit. Yeah. And then from there, will they need a DPW permit?
Not if it's just going through manholes and from poles. No, you don't. I'm just a little concerned with the all the traffic down there, all the construction down there. So coordination's. Not very important. Even though you may not be digging, you'll still have trucks and spools and winches and all that kind of good stuff down there. So maybe not formally, but at least if you could extend yourself informally to meet up with the utility contract inspectors, you know, be it Paul Almeida or Jaya, just to make sure things go well down there. And just trying to 60 Benny.
The glass.
Yeah. be all right done. Yeah. But anyway, just for coordination.
Yeah, with everything else, the previous petition is for the same area. It's a lot going on down there.
Yeah, the worst intersection I see is the manhole right at 3rd and Binney Street.
Yeah.
The good news is right in the middle of the lane. We did do some splicing in there when we pulled, I think there's a level 3 manhole in there a while back. And we did work it out with the same people from the city, so we can pick that up.
Okay, just coordinate it.
And I'm going to make sure it's after the holiday, because it's just, right now, it's just too crazy.
Okay.
Too.
Okay.
So, motion to approve.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes. So, the next petition is also, it is now First Light?
Yes, the company is... 186 Communications was purchased by First Light. Uh-huh. They purchased the name, the assets, basically all the assets. So I continue with the submissions as 186, but I wanted to introduce First Light and determine what the board wants to do. I assume we would prefer to go forward with First Light, but again, it's totally up to the board's.
Okay, so this one's for Brookline Street. This is to install 1 4-inch PVC conduit underground from an existing utility pole on Brookline Street, pole number 36, to the building at 130 Brookline Street.
That's correct. The customer was looking for service. The feed that feeds that building is down off of, I think it's Tudor Street, which we don't have any facilities in. We're looking to come off of a leased cable that is already on Brookline Street. So the request is to dig a conduit from the pole into the side of the building. It's actually following an existing Comcast run that's already there. I don't know if you got a chance to see the pictures, but the sidewalk, I don't think there's actually a picture of it, but if you go by and look at it, the sidewalk has like a patch in it.
I saw that.
So my proposal is to replace the whole sidewalk.
Right.
Obviously, depending on this type of year, we can include in the letter... We can put asphalt, come back. I don't care, whatever works for you folks, but it probably makes the most sense. But I think the benefit is we'd rip out the whole sidewalk and replace it with concrete. A complete sidewalk.
Yeah. There are 3 other conduits entering that building there.
So one belongs to Comcast.
Yeah.
And the 2 others, that's the reason we originally thought we were going to be able to get in there. They go to the building across the street. So it's, if you actually look at the 90, you can see it
goes
going that direction.
Way.
The way the facility brought the conduits into the building is... They come out of a room in the corner of the property, and I believe it's Tudor Street. That's on the side where the dog park is. They actually have a handhole in the back of the property, and then they go all the way out almost towards Sydney Street, and that's how Verizon comes into the building.
So there's only one conduit there?
There's one conduit that Comcast is in that goes into
the
building.
Have you approached Comcast to see if you can...
We didn't. No, typically, I know that they just said that, but it's more of an email. Our company likes to own the asset because just having an email, if someone else decides to come down in the future and says, get out of that conduit.
Yeah.
So they like to own the asset. You know, we're not opposed to letting other folks in it, but we usually go with a formalized conduit agreement, if you will.
Yeah.
It's just easier when companies change hands and having a formal process. That's why we're coming here. The benefit we thought to this one is it's in the sidewalk, and hopefully there's a benefit to replacing that sidewalk.
Yeah.
So we were hoping there would be some sort of synergy in getting that conduit in, as opposed to just adding conduit for no reason. And clearly, based on the last we try to lease where we can, it just usually doesn't go really well with some of the other parties.
There's also a double pole there, and nothing can happen there until that pole's gone. We've got a lot of issues with double poles, and the community is adamant about getting these double poles off the street. So, I wouldn't, I don't know if you have any other opinion on the digging there, but that double pole would need to be removed before any conduits are put on that new pole.
Okay.
It's a Eversource set area, and everybody needs to get off it, but, you know, that would be up to you to coordinate before you can put your riser on that pole.
Okay. We're not adding another line to the pole. It does. I just want to make sure you knew that we're going to go to an existing provider.
But you know, there's the issue where utilities are putting conduit risers and cables attachment, and the double poles are still sitting there. and we have an effort to try to clean up the city and get all that stuff out of there, and the leverage we have is not to put additional equipment or utilities on double poles.
Okay.
So other than that, you have...
It's never going in.
Hmm?
Other than that, it's never going in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's an ongoing issue, and we need to take care of it. And we have to treat every, you know, work in the area is, you know, you're digging at the bottom of a pole with a double pole, there's no reason for it to be there. So I'd make a motion to approve, but in the condition that no rises will go on the new pole until the old pole's out of there completely. And that would be, you know, if you know, you know, to push those utilities top to bottom as any other double pole. And of course, the typical conditions would be a site meeting and a permit through the electrical department as a previous petition. So on the motion?
Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it also Chairville? The same people in that area?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. So the last petition here is from Mobility. As the room is thinning out.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you just state your name for the record?
Yes, good morning. Eric Callio, permitting manager with Mobility. And I'm here to talk about the 18 Springfield Street site in Cambridge, our small cell attachment to an existing wood utility pole.
Yeah, I believe this was continued from taking off the agenda until you got your licensing.
Correct. So we did get the Verizon and Eversource licenses, which I forwarded a copy to Dana Clark, and that was provided in email. I also have a hard copy here if you'd like me to.
I think I have it.
Okay.
Yep, I'm all set with that.
So basically, the proposed scope of work remains the same. Yeah. Small cell antenna on top of an existing wood utility pole, and we'll be pulling power from overhead.
Right, and the understanding is there's no meters, it's all flat rate through Eversource?
That's correct. Right. And I did submit a copy of revised drawings that remove the meter from the pole, so I sent those to Dana as well, so those would be in the record.
For this? Oh, I understand. Yeah, gotcha. All right.
Okay.
No excavation.
Yep.
So, okay, be motion to approve with the typical conditions being a utility permit. From the electrical department. So on the motion to approve.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
So the motion to adjourn?
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Is it?